You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Every week I say, what a week of rugby, sir, but let's be honest, what a week of rugby, sir.
The thing that got me is that every game was hard to pick.
And this week it's no different. No easier.
No.
Is it we've just gone through picks for next week.
We did, didn't
and
we?
And I'm already starting to worry.
I mean, you're about 10 points ahead of me, and we're talking about Super Brew. And
that's all that really matters.
Correct. 100%.
The only thing with Super Brew is, right, was I was watching the Moana Pacifica game against the Hurricanes, and without Super Brew, I would have been cheering for Moana Pacifica.
Yeah.
And I should have been cheering for Moana Pacifica,
yes.
But because of Super Brew, I was cheering for the Hurricanes.
The cone.
What are you doing, lads? You're killing my picks.
But do you know what? There's a bit of a technical glitch.
There is a well.
Now we pointed
we've gone
this out, didn't we?
Stewards inquiry.
Well, stewards inquiry. VAR.
And we are the stewards.
TMO.
This was Winter Milan, wasn't it? Let's just name and shame.
Winter Milan. Yeah.
Who do you think you are,
Ben? Okay, so. What's happened is that if you don't actually make a pick, so let's say today's game, for instance, Moana Pacifica versus the Blues.
Yes.
Now, if I didn't make a pick, it would pick the favourite as a default.
Which is not on.
So if you pick the favourite, or if the system picks the favourite for you, you're automatically going to get a point if they win, which is not fair at all.
Which means that Winter Milan topped this week's.
Yeah.
Which is not cool.
No.
Not cool. In fact, you got the same amount of points from that game as I did.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
And I was, you got a point and a half.
I got a point and a half.
I got a point.
Yeah.
And I was pretty close. And he got 1 point and he didn't do anything.
No, exactly.
So the
dreadful.
The stewards have had a committee, Ben. And
so we're going to have to delete you, mate.
You're deleted from now on.
Bye.
Plus, you're quite high up there, so it pushes us both up one.
I've got a long way to go.
A lot more to go.
Yeah.
Before we go on any further, so we're going to read some messages from the supporters. Now, this is from the Scrum Doctor.
Do you want me to read it out?
Well, I just wanted to read out the Nick White part.
Okay.
So he has a suggestion, doesn't he?
He does.
This is for the grub of all time.
Grub of all time. No, this is for the bashing.
Yeah,
because we've sort of run out of people to bash,
the
haven't
bashing,
we?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Farrell. Although Farrell is back playing
yes,
for Saracens,
yeah.
That's why
and
they lost.
He will be bashed in this podcast.
We can count on that. But yes, so Scrum Doctor was saying that Nick White looks like an early '90s policeman with that, you know. Got that motash,
yeah.
Bit like yours, sir. Okay, tucks in his shirt.
He does
short
tuck in his shirt, doesn't he?
Showitz.
He's got bandy legs.
He's got bandy legs,
This
yeah.
is all recipe for bashing.
Correct.
The problem here is, Scrum Doctor, which is Campbell, is he's quite good.
Yes.
And there lies the problem.
Correct.
There lies the point.
I actually don't mind him.
You'll notice in our background, sir,
yes.
We've got Scott Gregory.
We have.
Now, if you look at Scott Gregory, you'll look at the dodgy facial hair.
Correct.
You look at the dodgy hair.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hang on, hang on. Just before you bash the hair.
It was very similar to yours a long time ago. A long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago, Mush. Come on.
All I've got to say is the hair, the facial hair, the smile.
Have you seen the ring as well?
And the lack of skill. That is the that is the real biggest reason, right? Whereas you go Marty Banks, right? Marty Banks.
Dreadful.
No.
Absolutely
dreadful. There is a lack of skill there a little bit. Right, he's not as good as Richie Mwanga, but he's, do you know what I mean? He's a legend.
Yeah, of course.
He's a legend. He's played above himself.
Well.
He's cashed in all his chips, and he's won.
Yeah.
Numerous times.
Has he?
He has. Super rugby champion.
This is very true, actually.
Anyway, so Nick White, I'm really sorry, but we can't bash Nick White because he's too good.
Yes, I agree.
We only bash underachievers or people that they're pushed up so high and they don't deserve it.
Correct.
A.K.A.
Owen Farrell. Oh, dross.
Now, the Razzler, the Dazzler.
Oh, yeah.
He has made a comment here, very good comment, about the fact that he was watching the Rebels Fiji game.
Okay.
And was disappointed with the referee. They apparently allowed the Fiji juror to pass forward and backwards.
Oh, but like netball.
Obviously.
Brill.
But as always,
hybrid Razzler, game.
But he's also, the Razzler Dazzler always traditionally goes and watches the double header for him, which is his Rebels versus his Chiefs. And he's booked his ticket again.
Well, there's no surprises there.
There's no surprises there. Thank you, Razzler Dazzler, for your...
But can I just say so? It says at the bottom, thanks in advance for putting on my favourite podcast each week. Cheers, Razzler Dazzler. Now, that's factually incorrect, isn't
Why?
It? It should be cheers, the Razzler the Dazzler.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Darren... You just need to sort yourself out here, bud.
Got to have a long, cold, hard look in the mirror.
Eh? Okay. It's the Razzler, the Dazzler.
The Dazzler.
Correct.
The Razzler, the Dazzler.
Yes. Yes.
Respect for yourself.
But thank you for your email.
Sir, can you bring up the leaderboard for the Super Brew? While I put on the background music for the Super Brew, okay? Because there is some movement. There is some movement at
there
the top.
There has been some movement at the top. So are we going top first?
Top four, bottom four. Let me just put on the music.
Okay.
For a start.
So Ben Affleck, number one. Winter Milan.
Can I say about Ben?
Yes.
He's like in the top 0% of the world.
Yes.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
Well done, Ben.
Well, very well done. Winter Milan is also, I think, very up there in the world.
Yes, yes.
Jed, again, high up there. And then Damo, but not you, Damo.
Not me.
Unlucky.
But I'll take it.
You.
Yeah, I'll tell everyone that's me.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And then the bottom four. Now, I'm pushing out of there now, right? I've seen the light. Come on, Toby, let's go. I'm getting dragged. Coley the Poley, the Log, Sam Wise, and Bradley J. Jay Bird is pushed out of there too.
Oh, Jay Bird 007. There's no bashing there that can happen now. You're out of the top. Out of the bottom
you lucky
four.
Boy.
Can I just say, can I? So you had a good week.
I had a pretty good week, but I was still in the same position, really.
For you, yeah.
Bottom six.
For you.
Yeah.
Really good week for you.
Very good week for me, Trey.
Same points as me this week.
Yeah, five more.
But, sir, it's time for breaking news.
Yes.
Kindly supported by...
Super XV.
Rugby website.
Yep. And thanks to them, they really do have it all, don't they?
They have everything you need in a happy life.
Correct. Talking happy life... Happy wife.
No, happy wife.
No.
Happy life.
No.
It's not back to front day, mate.
Depends what you're into, but it depends what you're into. I'll go first, eh? I'll go first.
It's early in the podcast to be bringing this.
I know. Now, Razzie, Razzie, the Razzie.
Yeah.
He has explained why Clive annoys him.
Well, I can tell now, you why Clive always annoys me.
He annoys everyone.
Absolute rubbish.
Absolute dross.
And he lives off his World Cup win. He does. And he, you know, you can see it in his face. He enjoys it when England loses.
Yes.
When England lose, he enjoys it almost as much as we do.
No, I like it a lot more than them. Anyway, so he goes on to sort of, you know, speak about the Rugby World Cup and things like that. But he goes on to say, something might look awful right now. And I think it was because Clive was sort of having
digging a dig at England.
No, but I think it was at South Africa for losing. No, sorry. It was. It was against Eddie because Eddie's not having a good season this year.
Yes.
And Razzie sort of got on the back of that and said, look, the South Africans, the year before the World Cup, lost to Australia and Argentina.
Yes.
But then went and won.
And I think that could happen with England.
And he's sort of alluding to, look, you've got to try things. If they don't work, then you go back. Or if they do work, you stick at it kind of thing. Yeah. And obviously, Steady Eddie's been trying something. We don't know what Steady Eddie's been trying. But it's obviously something, and it obviously hasn't worked.
Yeah, the way he looks on TV sometimes, he looks like he's been trying to sniff some glue at times because absolutely, he looks wired.
He does, eh?
He looks wired.
He does.
Look, Eddie Jones is, we've said this many times before, he's going to go through players. He's going to go through players.
Yeah, but
he's going
to go through staff, well, you know.
But he can.
Yeah.
And when it's the World Cup, doesn't matter whether those players like him, dislike him, want to do his training, don't want to do his training, they will just toe the line in World Cup year.
Well, they want to. They
because
want
they
to
want
win
to go
Cup.
To the World Cup and they want to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
And this is where he's going to be his most dangerous.
Correct. So what I've done is I've found a bit of research here, bud. Okay. And I've compared the two.
South Africa, England, are you talking about? Or
Clive and Razzie.
Okay.
Okay. So, head to head. Head to head. Now, remember... Mate, come on, bud. Come on.
Sorry, I'm lowering myself to your level.
Yes, you are. So, Clive was in the role for 7 years.
Yes.
Razzie was in there for one. Okay. So, win percentages.
Yes.
66.2 for Clive.
Yeah.
59 for Razzie.
59%.
59%.
He won 59% of his games.
Yes, against tier one countries.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They both won a World Cup each.
Yeah.
Clive won 3 6 Nations.
Yeah.
Razzie won one
championship.
Yep. Rugby championship. They both got World Rugby Coach of the Year once. Points scored 4. 34 for Clive, 29 for Razzie.
This is in each match.
Yep.
Averaged out.
Averaged out. Points conceded, 17.9 for Clive, 18 for Razzie. So very, very similar.
Yeah.
So they are similar with, I mean, coaching-wise.
What I would say to Clive is, Clive was before his time in a lot of respects. He was your first manager rather than coach. So his coaching wasn't really up to it, but his team that he built around him, the team that he built on the pitch, was very, very good. And, yeah, he's the one that got Johnny Wilkinson to play when he was 18 years old, give him the experience. He's the one that saw that. So, you know, when I take the mick out of Clive, I'm taking the mick out of Clive because more about how he's like now, kind of reveling in when England don't do well.
Yes.
And he always sort of seems to, they always seem to book him when England are doing poorly rather than when they're doing well. And I don't think he was that good a coach. And from what I've heard, he wasn't that good a coach. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about that, is it? It's about, does your team win? And his team did win the World Cup, and he did build a very, very good team. So, you know, he can say what he wants. He's won a World Cup. He can say what he wants to say.
Yes. And I think he can act the way he acts because he's won a World Cup, which is so annoying, isn't it? You know, so annoying. So, it made me do a little bit of research here, Damo.
More research than you've already done. Correct. Amazing.
Now, I've been going off the last couple of All Blacks coaches. So, yes. I'm going Graham Henry and I'm going Steve Hansen.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'll start off with Graham. So, they both coached Wales and then went on to coach in New Zealand as well.
Yes.
So, Graham Henry, his win ratio for Wales was 59%.
And I think that's pretty good for Wales.
I agree. Okay, and then for New Zealand, his win ratio was 85%.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Okay, then we go on to Steve Hansen.
Now, I'm really interesting here because I would have said Graham Henry's a better coach. So he would have left the ship in good order for Steve Hansen on both occasions.
Yes.
So he should really have a very similar win percentage, if not slightly better.
So for Wales, 33.3%.
That's not good.
So he won a third of his games.
That's really not good.
For New Zealand, he's pushing 87%.
Yeah. So he should, though.
Yeah.
You think about the group of players he was left with. And he oversaw this, in my opinion, the slight demise. Demise is maybe a bit too strong, but the dip in performance with the All Blacks.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good, sir. Very, very good. Now, Hugo Monya, who is a TV pundit, used to play for England on the wing, British Lions player as well. He's got some of the woke society. He's got some of the woke society upset by saying there is no way any player can return from a concussion too early in the modern game. Now, I have to say, the way that they deal with concussions is vastly better than it was when me and you were playing, especially me. There was literally no protocol whatsoever when I was playing. Did you get knocked out? If you got knocked out, you came off the pitch.
Yeah.
If you weren't knocked out,
you stayed on.
You hadn't been concussed.
Yeah.
As simple as that. But what I would say is, where he's really wrong is the way that they identify concussion is by doing a group of tests. And I know for a fact a lot of players make sure they underperform on the baseline testing.
Yes.
So that if they do get a little bit of a knock, they won't fail that test.
They can get a couple of points.
So therefore, there is a problem in the system. Now, I know that they're trialling a number of things. One of the things they're trialling is the mouth guards with the G-force indicators on them.
Expensive.
This will make a huge thing. They were trialling a while ago a saliva test that would pick up whether or not certain proteins had been released into the into the mouth.
Yeah.
These are the types of things that we really do need.
Oh, 100%.
You know.
Because then it gets rid of anything that could cloud the area of concussion. It's either you're concussed or you're not.
Absolutely.
You've
recovered or you're not.
Yes.
As well. You know, you've had a concussion. Yeah. You've recovered.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's in place at the moment. So I have to agree, there's still a lot more that needs to be done when it comes to concussions. And you know, we're talking about, rugby's dangerous, but so is football, soccer, football. So is hockey.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're obviously PE teachers, and we see it all the time. I've probably seen as many concussions from hockey this year as I have in rugby.
Yeah.
So I think sport in general just needs to sort this out and make sure there is some cast iron things. And I'm not really talking about professional sport. I'm talking about for school kids. Because at the moment, if you're concussed, that's like 3 weeks out of sport.
Definitely.
And for a kid,
it's a lifetime.
It's a long, long time there.
I mean, it would be great if you could get almost, you know, those pH little strips of paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be fantastic if you could just have one of those in your first aid kit.
Yeah.
You just put it in the children's mouth or get them to spit on it or something, and then it goes up a different colour. Right, you're off.
Yeah.
And it takes, you know, 10 seconds to 30 seconds to come up.
Yeah.
And then you know.
You know, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you had that across all sports, soccer, football, hockey, rugby, anything that's contact, NFL, lacrosse, NFL.
Boxing, the works.
I mean, boxing, they're buggered.
Yeah. I mean, they are. I mean, that is, there's one sport that seems to, I mean, they must sign their life away.
100%. It must have been. 100%. Jeepers.
I mean, what's there to help them out?
Nothing.
Nothing, eh?
My next news story, sir.
Is it a good one?
It's actually interesting. Now, Brian Moore.
Listen, I'm a bit worried about you.
You've done some research. Getting ill. Oh.
You've said it's interesting.
I've got my nice panties on today as well for you, sir. Should be worried. Anyway, Brian Moore, okay, has come out on social media.
Imagine Brian Moore. I just like everyone to know that I'm an idiot.
Anyway, so he's gone out.
Him and Stuart Barnes both come. I just want to officially say that I'm an idiot and I don't know that much about rugby.
He's come out and sort of said, if women's rugby wants to, as an English women's rugby wants to go to that next level and push on, they need to start playing more competitive teams.
Well, they can't, can they?
Well, they can, Damien.
Men's teams.
So they're going to start playing age group England men's teams.
Oh, that's a great...
So under 18, 19 and under 20. Back.
Brian Moore, that's a good idea, Brian. Big B.
That is a really good idea.
I'm converted. I'm a Brian Moore fan.
You know, because at the moment, they thrashed New Zealand, didn't they?
Yep.
They, at the moment, are doing quite well in the Six Nations. I know that they've recently just, actually in the opening game of the Six Nations. It's called the TikTok Women's Six Nations. That is dreadful.
Yeah, but I think it's TikTok for the men's as well. It's TikTok Six Nations, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it's Guinness Six Nations, isn't it?
Oh, mate, I don't know.
You wouldn't. Why are you telling me? Anyway, shush. But they hammered Scotland and they're hammering other teams, you know. So they need to start playing faster, stronger opposition. And it makes sense that they're going to start playing men's teams.
I think it's a great idea. I think the only negative to this is if they get beaten. And then people go, oh, just shows, you know, that.
No, but it will almost be behind closed doors in a way, you know, training matches to get them ready for the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah. You go skins and shirts. Sorry, did I go too far?
I think I did. Too far.
Yeah. But Brian Moore, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. I couldn't agree more.
If they do that, they are nailed on favourites for the World Cup. They already are nailed on favourites
for the World Cup. Yeah.
Listen, my next story is after everything that's happened over the last few weeks, where we've had this sort of golf and bashing of players. I've never been happier to see Owen Farrell on a pitch. Owen Farrell back, played the Bristol Bears. It was a heck of a game, sir.
Was it?
It was a heck of a game. 27-23, Bristol Bears actually won the game. They thought they'd won the game. Called back for a forward pass. That was forward.
Was it?
But it was borderline.
Okay.
It was borderline. Was it clear and obvious? I think if you were a Saracens fan, it was clear and obvious. But I wanted Bristol to win, so I'm saying borderline.
It was flat.
But he's big. He's put on a bit of bulk.
Has he?
He's put on a bit of bulk.
Well, he's been able to go to the gym, hasn't he?
And to be fair to him, he put a lot of players through into space.
Did he?
On the week. He didn't run through any space himself.
He was too slow.
But he put a lot of players through space and he kicked pretty well. So it was good to see him back because we've got all of that to bash. And people are saying Lawrence Dallaglio, and he is right, after England losing and not doing very well without him, you know, the question of will he come back, where's he going to play, he has to come back, he has to play. Because England
where
without...
Where would you put him?
Well, I would put him at 10. I'd put him at 10, Tuilagi at 12.
Tuilagi's never going to play rugby again.
Yeah, well... Let's hope he does. I think it's a real shame if he does.
Oh.
As long as he doesn't play against the Kiwis, happy days. But, yeah, so I thought he was good. Dare I say it? He was good on the weekend.
You are disgusting.
First game back.
Right, just something quick before we move on. Denny Solomona.
Solomona
is set to make his debut for the Highlanders.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they going to play him on the wing?
Well, I think they can play him anywhere. Yeah, so he's moved over. So
this is the same guy that's played for England?
Yes.
Guy, because he's passed today.
Yes.
This is the problem now, isn't it? That we're getting what we gave before.
Yep.
You know, there's a golf and kind of, if you want to call it, the middle-aged rugby player.
To be fair, he's only 28.
He isn't old, is he?
No, he's not old. He's been playing for North Harbour, or he is going to play for North Harbour.
Yeah.
So, oh, he's New Zealand born anyway. He's a Kiwi.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But he's played for England.
Yes.
Apparently he's a bit of a naughty boy.
Is he?
He likes a night out or
Does
two.
Does he like a shandy?
He likes a shandy. Sir, it's over to the results.
It is indeed.
Picking out the big ones.
Shall I go for the first one? I think Leicester again against Exeter Chiefs. They're still winning,
which is great.
Because we almost thought first half, not sure. First half of the season, they were fantastic, and we weren't sure if they would carry it on.
Yeah,
but they have.
And arguably, Exeter Chiefs, we thought, weren't good at the start of the season and would perk up in the season. And they've kind of done that.
But they haven't really. No. We touched on the Saracens game, close game with the Wasps and Newcastle, Bath and Sharks.
24-all. But the big one, mate, is Northampton beating London Irish. London Irish have been good this year.
Yeah.
And for Northampton to beat them 42-22.
Put them to the sword.
Yeah. So top four, Leicester, Saracens, Harlequins and Exeter.
Yep.
What about, I mean, the biggest game of all was obviously the Mana Pacifica versus the Hurricanes.
Yeah, 100%.
Them winning in extra time. It was impressive.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Brumbies Force, didn't see that one coming.
No, high scoring affair, 39-38 to the Brumbies.
And I mean, maybe people were a little bit surprised to see that the Crusaders beat the Chiefs relatively comfortably as well.
What surprised me though was the Rebels win against Fiji Jura.
Oh yeah, that was a
42-27.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Didn't think so. The top four there, Brumbies, Reds, Crusaders and Waratahs. Now, none of the New Zealand teams have played six like the Australian teams, but the Aussie teams at the moment are flying high.
They are. Sir, what caught my eye, what caught your eye? You going to kick us off?
No, you are.
I think we've got to start with Mana Pacifica. What caught my eye is they've always had talent, right? We always know the Pacific Island teams have got stacks of talent. They've got stacks of size. They've got stacks of power. But they didn't always do the no talent stuff that well. They didn't always work as a team. They didn't always have lots, you know, the right structure. But that Moana Pacifica team, they had all of that and extras. And Wellington had an absolute brain fart.
Did they?
By just trying to smash it up.
Yeah.
Every time Wellington went wide, the Hurricanes went wide, and had the idea to attack wide, they were effective. But it's brilliant to see the Moana Pacifica boys you know, sticking in the game, fighting. It was tit for tat. And, you know, were they lucky to win? I don't think they were lucky to win. I think they earned that one.
Yeah.
And Wellington should have won easily, but they just were mindless in the way they played.
And do you know what? I think, and credit to Moana Pacifica, of course, because normally if you play an island team, it'll be close for sort of 50, 60 minutes, and then their fitness drops away.
Yeah.
But I feel like Moana Pacifica and Fiji Jura, I feel like their fitness is good.
Yes.
They've really worked on their fitness. Whether injuries, things like
squad
that,
squad size,
down the line will hamper them, I'm not sure. But again, you know, in today's match against the Blues, 12-0 down, and they sort of get back into the game. I know the Blues ended up winning.
Yeah.
But
it just shows all of these teams, if you have a bad day, you can be beaten.
Yes.
There's no... there's no absolute bunnies out there.
Highlanders at the moment are the bunnies.
No, they're not the bunnies. None of their games have been close. None of their games have not been close.
No, but I mean they're the bunnies because they can't win.
Yeah, but they're not bunnies. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't go into a Highlanders game thinking you're going to win.
No, very true.
You go in with a real strong game plan.
Are you going to pick them for Super Brew?
No, I'm not. But my point is, you go back and you think about in the past.
Yes.
There's been certain teams that you've gone, well, they're the Whipping Boys.
Yes.
The Sunwolves.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of others.
Rebels.
The Rebels.
Force used to be.
The Waratahs last year.
Yeah.
You know, some teams have been in a mess. The Force in the past. Did you mention the Force?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You're not listening to me, but
no,
it's okay.
No, I very
That's
rarely
normal.
Try my hardest not to. So, yeah. It's great to see. It's great to see. And the fears of after the first few weeks of Fiji and Moana Pacifica being the bunnies.
Long gone. Yeah. Yeah.
I still think they'll get beaten.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't think teams are going to walk away going, oh, that was a really good run out. We ran all our moves against them.
But do you know what? Is also they can put some hits in.
Oh, God.
Jeepers creepers. Honestly. And it was hilarious. I was watching it this morning for a little bit, and there was a big tackle, and the commentator, oh, you can feel those tackles on the Richter scale.
And you can.
Yes. Oh, they hit
They're
hard.
Moving some earth there, aren't they?
Oh, my
They're
gosh. Big humans.
Brumby's Force. Brumby's scored a 100-metre try, sir.
Yeah.
First one of Super
that.
Rugby, which is great.
Yeah.
Red card for Banks. Head high. It was a head-to-head contact.
Okay, so they're consistent though, aren't they? Because we saw in the Six Nations, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that was kind of the problem that we were talking about last year, wasn't it? Before the Autumn Internationals.
Yeah, we were worried that they were going to go over and get done.
Correct.
They finally got it. Kind of consistent.
Well, we still
across.
Did get done, but not by the referee, just by other teams. But they've become consistent Northern and Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
So
I thought it was a good game, actually, and I was surprised that the Force didn't win at home.
It was high scoring, wasn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, at half time it was 24-27 to the Brumbies, but with the Force being at home, I thought might just get them over the line.
Yeah.
But I think with COVID, not as many people are going to watch the matches.
No.
So it's not quite.
It's not really a home game, is it?
Yeah. I've got here, mate, the Reds and the Waratahs. Red card, shoulder to head.
Right, yeah.
But this is where the 20 minutes comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where these difficult red cards, the Banks, the one, and this one in particular, you know, they're tough, but 20 minutes is about right. And it's to try and teach the players. Because pretty much, if you're at home watching, if they don't make an effort to drop their, and on this occasion he did. This is why I thought it was really, really harsh. He did drop his height, but it was shoulder to head.
Right.
So therefore, if it's head to head and they've dropped their height, then it's deemed to be mitigating and it might be a yellow. But I just thought that, you know, 20 minutes, it meant the game wasn't killed. The game wasn't dead. And it wasn't. It was a real, really good game. Big parts of the game, I thought the Waratahs were actually better. But where the difference was at key moments, the Reds took their key moments, and that's just maturity.
Yeah.
The very young lads, this Waratahs.
Well, they team. Are, aren't they? Yeah. And we saw that last year. They were young.
Very young.
Inexperienced, immature, but now they've had that thrashing of last year, and they're learning from it. And they are a good team.
Yeah, they've got some decent players.
Yeah.
They've still got some weird choices in there as well. But, you know, as
every
you say,
team does.
The Reds went through that the year before. They got done over. They got beat. Not last year, the year before
this
that.
This is the Highlanders' year, maybe?
No. Highlanders, no. Just because they all... But the problem with Highlanders is they never have a settled squad.
No.
You know, two seasons looked so different. The players coming in, going out. Have you seen Milan Lascada yet?
No.
No, what a shame that is as well.
Probably still injured.
Probably. The last one I've got here is when Jason Ryan, after the Crusaders scored the first try, Jason Ryan turned to Scott Robinson and basically said, with my lip reading skills, that's why we play Lester Fainuku in the centres, because that's what he does. We've got to play him there.
Really?
Lester Fainuku was the key to the Crusaders' success.
Wow.
On Saturday. My lip reading, mate. You're speechless.
I am speechless, yeah. It's dreadful. That's dreadful. But you're right. He needs to play there. And do you know where he needs to play as well for the ABs? In that position.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I would say is his defence in the centres has got something to be desired.
But you can work on that.
But
you can't work on raw talent.
Basically, he
like he has.
He crashed the ball up, very, very effective, and then they'd go behind him. And the whole defensive line of the Highlanders just stopped. Not the Highlanders, the Chiefs just stopped.
Right.
And left space for David Harvilli, for Sivu Rees, for George Bridge to run into. But without that threat and that position, the lines don't hold. You know, and that's ultimately what you need to do.
So shall we move on to the questions?
The listeners' questions.
Okay. So this one is from second from the bottom maybe, Coley Poley.
This is from Coley.
This is
the Poley.
Yeah.
Come on.
And just listen to what he's gonna say. Why are the Highlanders so rubbish this year?
He didn't say rubbish, did he?
He didn't say
rubbish. He used another word.
He did.
There's a family show.
Correct.
Come on, Coley the Poley.
Okay, but I could ask him the same question. Coley Poley, why are you so rubbish this year?
I think the Highlanders are doing a lot better than you are.
I'm going to find out where he actually is.
I think he's based in Japan, but he is a Highlanders supporter.
Is he?
I believe so.
Right.
Now, I'm going to point to the reason why the Highlanders are so poor, and I'm going to point to Scott Gregory.
Oh, now, why are you being so
it's
harsh?
It's not Scott Gregory's fault that they're not very good.
He's last on Subaru. Come on, Coley Poley, the wooden spoon. Again.
Like the Highlanders. And he encompasses the reasons why. The other one is Marty Banks. I mean, you know, for the Highlanders to have to recruit Marty Banks as your substitute 10. I love Marty Banks. I'm probably one of the biggest Marty Banks fans out there. But his day was done a number of years ago.
Do you remember when Marty Banks... reached out to you on the Twitter.
Oh, I know. What a guy.
Proud moment.
What a guy. And for that reason, I love him being involved.
Yeah.
But this is their squad. Their squad depth is appalling. They've got a great coach. They've got some really good players. But when push comes to shove and COVID's around, they've got the weakest squad by an absolute country mile. And they should be applauded for the way that they play their rugby.
100%.
Ball in hand, no problems. Ball not in hand. It is a matter of time. The longer
it's
the
like
opposition...
It's like a sieve, really, isn't it?
Well...
The defence, though.
It's not that bad, but what it is that when you've got when you've got a good biggin against an okay average Joe, the good biggin's going to win. And, you know, it's a matter of time before they're going to take their opportunities. You know, I think they play above themselves, really.
Yeah.
But I just think without a deep squad with COVID around, it was never going to be their year.
It's inevitable that they were going to
struggle.
Yes.
So I'm really sorry, Coley the Poley, but there is no hope for the Highlanders. They may get some wins against the Aussie teams. They may even, if they win all of their games and they beat Moana Pacifica and they do those things, they might even make the top eight.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
But, you know, I just can't see them challenging for, you know, first place.
No. Well, they're 5 from 5. So it's really not very good.
No.
Right, my question to you. If you could be a front rower, which position would you be and why?
Hooker.
Hooker?
Yeah, I'd be a hooker, mate.
You'd be a pain in the backside as well, eh?
I've got good chat.
No, you don't.
I've got great chat.
No.
I've got exceptional chat.
You've got dross chat.
I'd be a hooker and I'd like to throw the ball in.
Yep.
That'd be quite good. Do you know what I also like? I'd like to throw that ball in and then I'd like to get behind the ball.
Yes, glory.
Right,
put and
I'd be scoring
over.
All the tries.
Yeah.
I'd like to be out wide.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm lazy.
I'm about as fast enough for a hooker as well. So, yeah, hooker, definitely. I wouldn't, and also those props, you know.
I wouldn't want to be a prop.
You've got to be big, you've got to be strong, and you've got to be tough, and that's where I fall down.
Yes.
The tough part.
I like that.
What about you, sir?
I reckon I'd like to be number 8.
You said front row.
Oh, yes, sorry, I did. I kind of meant forward pack.
Well, I'd take hooker.
You'd still take hooker?
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Okay, I would go hooker for front row. What about forward pack?
Forward pack? Number 8 would be great.
Yeah, number 8.
Number 8 would be great.
Especially if you...
I wouldn't want to go second row.
Back of the scrum.
Don't want to be no donkey.
No. Luke Romano.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wash your mouth out.
The thing is why is Braden Ennor not in there then?
Well, he could be.
Yeah, he's
he'd
a donkey.
Be, he'd be a good
donkey.
He'd be a good second row player, actually.
Good donkey.
Should look into that, Braden.
You hit it here first.
My question to you, sir.
Thank you.
Is who were your sporting heroes when you... Well, who were your sporting heroes, not just, you know, whenever, even if it was now or whatever, and why?
So when I was younger, it used to be Jonah Lomu, the late Jonah Lomu.
Yep.
And I used to play rugby with my brother at the bottom section on the field. And him and I used to play...
Hang on. You're going to tell me the story how you used to dummy to no one?
Right? No, I didn't dummy to no one. I used to dummy to Jonah.
Oh, dummy to Jonah.
He used to go, Jonah or Lomu. And I'd have to dive through a tree to score a try. But do you know, I think I've told this story before, have I?
Probably.
Where I... used to play my brother. He's a few years older than me. Not as fast anymore, obviously. He was very quick. Anyway, so if I was playing from right to left, so if I was scoring my try on the left-hand side, as you look at it, he would kick off to the left-hand side. He would kick off towards my try line where I was trying to score, and I would have to catch the ball and then just sort of put it down. But he was that quick that he could kick it and then tackle me. It was the only fair way to do it. But John Lomond.
Any more?
Not really. I'm my own hero.
You are. Yeah, you paddle your own canoe, sir.
No, John Lomond, Dan Carter. He was good. Ma'anonu. Conrad Smith.
Yeah, Ma'anonu.
Conrad Smith just sort of got on with it. Was good at what he did, put people into space, great defender. I wonder how many missed tackles Conrad Smith did in his whole career.
Not many. He's
probably
a damn good defender, wasn't he?
Count them on my own hand.
Yeah, and you've got a weird hand. For me, or not that you've even asked me, because that's the type of guy you are.
No, I was just about to say, what about you, bud?
I was Jonah Lomu too.
Yeah.
John Kirwan before that.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love Frank Bunce.
Frank Bunce, yeah.
Ronnie Clark.
Oh.
I never was a massive Spencer fan because I was a Mertz fan.
Yeah, well, he's down your way, isn't he?
Yeah, but if I had been Auckland-based, I would have been a Spencer fan time because he was a class player. And in the Fords, Zinni.
Oh, Zinni, yeah.
Zinni, well played. Overseas.
Frank Bunce.
Oh, I've said Frank.
Oh, yeah, no. Buck Shelford.
Yeah, I was a fan of Buck, but he was slightly before
my
time.
He was before your time, eh?
Slightly. Mm. I was just getting into rugby when he was on the way out.
Right.
So, I mean,
what about overseas players?
I was just going to say that to you. Overseas. Who did I admire from overseas? Not many.
No.
Not many. John Sir Eales. John Eales was a player who I used to hate because he was a kicker and he was a second row player.
It
looked ridiculous. He had the biggest boots you've ever seen.
Was he a good kicker though?
Yes, he was. It was so Australian at the time.
Really?
You know, and him beating you with the boot,
I know,
was hard to take.
Oh. our village is that, eh?
John
so
Eales
village.
Kicking goals at his high tops to win the game against you. It was like rubbing salt.
Shoelace tied around the ankles.
Salt into the wounds. And the other thing was, he's quite posh as well.
Was he?
Yeah, you know, but the floppy hair.
Yeah.
And then he had the old headband going around. But, you know, I had to admire him from that.
Good player.
And who else? I mean, that Australian back line with...
Lottie Takiri.
Yeah, but who was the 10?
Oh, what about... Campese.
Yeah, Campese. Yeah. I loved Campese. And Gregan was very good. Gregan.
George Smith
was
a good player.
Who was the 10? Higgier.
Yeah, Larkham.
Oh, Stephen Larkham. Mm. He a good player. Mm. What about England? Anyone from England?
No.
Ever?
No.
In the history of the game?
Nope. Clive Wood? Nope. Owen? Nope.
No. Just trying to think.
Oh, Jason Robinson?
Oh, yep, Jason.
Yep.
Good. I quite like Will Greenwood as well, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
Quite likeable.
He's quite a funny guy now as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think he is. And I'm trying to think South Africa, Bucky Sporter. I mean, what a...
Schalkberger.
Yeah, good.
Good player.
Good. And who else would you... the scrum half, who unfortunately has passed away. Very, very good player. MMD got... Yeah.
Don't know.
I do know who I'm talking about, but I'm sure people out there will know who I'm talking about too. Yeah, very, very good player.
Right, mate.
Very, very good player. Yes, it's time to end the show.
It is.
Last week you got 2 points.
Yes.
So if I want to win, I need to get three.
Three.
Out of four.
Yes.
So it's higher or lower?
It is higher
or
lower.
So last week we did stadium.
Yes.
Capacities.
Yes.
This week, what's the topic?
Rugby. Okay. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Higher or lower? Who's taller?
Oh, here we go.
Brodie Retallick?
Yeah.
Or Alan Wynne-Jones?
So we agreed that there wouldn't be really close.
Yeah.
So have you stuck to that?
Yes.
I think Alan Wynne-Jones is taller. I think he's taller. I'm going to say Alan Jones. Hang on, let me get the sound effects ready for this. So I'm going to say Alan Jones. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Yes. Okay, so Brodie is 204. Alan Wynne-Jones is 198. Come on.
198?
Yep.
That's amazing. Yep. I thought he was taller than that.
No, I knew that Brodie was taller. I could have gone Sam Whitelock, and I think there's like 2 centimetres in it.
Sam Whitelock is shorter.
Sam Whitelock is shorter, I think.
Yeah. I didn't realise Brodie was that tall.
Yeah, no, big guy. Guzzler.
So I need to win. I need everything now.
Yes. Now, this one is a lot closer, but I've changed it now.
Okay.
Chislin Colby. Weight-wise now, we're going for weight.
Yeah.
Is Cheslin Kolbe heavier or lighter than Aaron Smith?
I think he's got to be heavier. Got to be heavier. Please be heavier.
Okay, you're wrong.
Oh,
hang on. Cheslin Kolbe's heavier. So Cheslin Kolbe is not heavier than Aaron Smith.
Oh, for God's sake.
So Aaron Smith is 83 kilograms.
Yeah, Cheslin Kolbe is 82.5.
Is 75.
Really?
He's a baby.
Wow.
I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it? That's why he's so light on his feet. Because he can. Because he is light. Exactly. I was going to go Faf de Klerk, who's 80 kgs.
Oh, right. So he's actually a bit of a fatty than the old Smithy A.
Bit of a fatty. Now, this one, you should know.
Well, I
mean, you will know.
I need this.
You can take an educated
guess. I need this to start drawing.
Yes. Is, so, higher or lower? Okay. Runners up at a World Cup.
Okay.
Between Australia and England.
I think England. Just wait.
No, I'm.
Just wait.
Yep.
I think England, South Africa. England, South Africa.
It's out of England and Australia.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying they lost to South Africa in the final twice that I can remember.
Twice?
Yes. I think that's three times. Whereas Australia are two.
When was the third time?
Can't remember. I think that might... Wasn't it...
So you're talking about 2019. When was the second time?
In South Africa.
In South Africa.
Yeah.
So that, 95.
95. No, not...
We were in 95.
God, we were, weren't we? Okay, I'm still going to go England.
You're right. So...
Three times, eh?
Yep, three times. It was 2019, 2007, and 91.
91.
Yep. Australia twice.
Yes.
New Zealand.
Yeah, and England.
Once.
Yes. Yep. South Africa. In South Africa.
Yeah.
Food poisoning scandal.
Yes. Okay.
This is to draw.
Is Geordie Barrett heavier or lighter than Rico Ioane?
See, I thought you were going to say Bowden.
Oh.
Geordie Barrett heavier than Rico.
Yeah.
He looks like it. I think he looks heavier than Rico.
Well, he's tall, isn't he?
He's tall, but I think he looks... Oh, he slimmed down a bit, though. When's this? These weights come out?
I don't know. Yeah.
After Christmas or...? yeah, I mean, Rico's a center. He's big.
He's not a center, though, is he? He's a winger.
Okay, Rico. Final answer.
So you think Rico's heavier?
Rico heavier.
Yep. Correct. So
I think by a bit. I think by a bit.
So Geordie Barrett's 95.
Yeah.
Rico is 105.
Gee, really?
He's obviously put on a bit of
timber. He's still quick, hey?
And they're both 25.
Yeah.
I thought Rico was way younger.
No. I thought that as well. I mean, Rico's been around a long time starting.
He has. Yeah, true.
Since the British Lions.
Yes.
So, impressive. So it's a draw, sir.
It's a draw.
So it's going to go to next week for a shootout.
Disgusting.
Absolutely. Sir, it's been a pleasure.
Always.
What can people do if they want to help us, support us?
Share, subscribe, five-star review,
email in. Which our email address is thesuperrugbypodcast@gmail.com or superrugbypodcast@gmail. We've got two to cover all bases.
Why do we have two?
Because I made a mistake on the first one. To do the second one.
Disgusting.
I think what happened was I forgot the password and then I had to create a new account.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. But there's lots of things. But please email us in. We've had some good emails last week, but it'd be good to get emails in. We always love hearing from you guys and girls out there.
We do indeed.
Also, sir, I'm a little bit disappointed in Willow. Can I just put that out there?
No, why?
No Willow, as far as I'm aware, on the Super Brew.
That is dreadful, actually, isn't it?
No Willow.
No.
What are you doing, Willow? It's not good enough.
No, it's not good enough. You're right. And we're calling you out right here, right now. Yeah.
Get it sorted.
Yeah.
We're expecting 36 by tomorrow.
Jeepers.
Until next week, sir.
See you later.
Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.